Hi, I'm Anna Harris, and this is the Defined by God podcast, a support resource for Christians looking for hope and healing from trauma and adversity. Join us as we interview experts, hear stories of healing from real people, and discuss and define common types of trauma, how it impacts us, and the latest and best strategies for healing and thriving. Hi, everyone. I am so happy to be sharing just some things on my heart with you today. Today is going to be a solo podcast, so I don't have a guest. I'm just going to be speaking to you myself. This is actually going to be the last podcast of the year of 2023, that it will be the end of this season. And then next year we'll be relaunching another season, and there may be some changes coming up. So just stay tuned for more information about that. I feel like it's been a good year of the podcast. And I have some from the previous year as well. And honestly, if you listen to a lot of the interviews that I've done, there's a wealth of good information that you can access. And it's all there. You can go to the YouTube channel or the website, definedbygod.com, and click on podcasts and podcast videos. And that's also where you can find the show notes and links to the different resources that our guests have had. So also on the website, I just want to make you aware, in case you haven't accessed it yet, there are blogs, and there are blogs about a lot of different topics. I've gotten so much good feedback. People email me and message me about how the things that we've written there have really meant a lot to them. And I so appreciate that. I love to get feedback, because I want to know that what we're putting out is helpful to people. So today I just want to share, if you saw the last podcast, the previous podcast that I did with Barry Adams, then you'll know that this month, November, marks 20 years of me knowing God as my Heavenly Father. And so when I realized that, I was like, okay, I want to really mark this with something, because it was such a major turning point in my life. It was the beginning of a lot of healing for me, and it truly changed my life. And I don't use that term, that phrase, lightly, changing my life, but it really, really did. So just a little bit of background. I was adopted at birth. If you've heard me teach, you know that I was adopted at birth. And I grew up knowing that I was adopted, but not knowing anything about my birth family or where I came from, why I was put up for adoption, or anything like that. And I was adopted into a very loving and stable family. And so I should have been very comfortable and everything. But on the inside, I had a huge fear of abandonment. I had a huge fears of being rejected. I was always afraid of being murdered. There were just a lot of fears that I dealt with in my life growing up. And I had no idea, like, why do I feel so different from everyone else? And my family was a very loving family. They took really good care of me. I had a good childhood. And if you looked at everything from the outside, you would have thought, oh, she's got just a wonderful childhood and upbringing and all of that stuff. And I did, but on the inside, I had all these feelings, and I didn't know why, where did it come from, and all of that. So I learned over time, I just learned to kind of push all that, those feelings down. You know, when you're an adult, you kind of learn to just function and just push through and do things anyway. And so as I grew up, I'd learned to push those feelings down. And I also learned to sort of mask my emotions. So, because I didn't want people to know that I felt so fearful and that I was so afraid of rejection and that kind of thing. So that's how I functioned for a long time. And I grew up in a Christian home. And, when I was 18, I really gave my heart to God as far as like, you know, I'm all yours. I want to dedicate my life to you. And I felt a real call into ministry at that time, although I didn't go into ministry until later. But anyway, so over time, you know, God really spoke things to my heart where, especially Psalm 27:10, where he says, even though my father and mother have abandoned me, you know, you will take me up and make me yours. So I knew that even if I'd been abandoned at birth, God was taking me in as his. So that scripture meant so much to me over the years. But honestly, I still had this lingering fear of rejection. I had lingering thoughts of what's my true identity? Like, who am I really? And I had, if I looked back at my childhood, I would say I was definitely hypervigilant and always on the alert. And later I learned that those are trauma responses. So anyway, so over the years, like I said, I had just sort of learned to deal with things and push my feelings down, but they were still there. They were definitely still there. I had a lot of thoughts that were really lies I was believing about that I'll always be rejected. I don't have a right to exist, those kinds of things. And they weren't really conscious thoughts. They were more deep level heart thoughts. So anyway, fast forward to November of 2003, I was going to a conference called the Father Loves You Conference. And there was also a soaking school leading up to that. And I wanted to go to the soaking school to learn more about just really spending time in God's presence and soaking in his presence. And so I signed up for the soaking school and went to the soaking school. And one of the first things that they talked about was the love of God as a father. And so they played the father's love letter and also a video about just people giving some testimonies about their heart issues and how they had needed a real father's love growing up and they didn't have it for various reasons, and how the love of God as our Heavenly Father came in and brought healing to their hearts. So that was November 2003 when I went there, and that everything that I heard, everything that was spoken just went so deep into my heart. Like, it went to the places in my heart that needed that comfort and that needed to know that I'm loved, and that no matter what has happened with earthly parents, that God is my Heavenly Father and that he loves me. And so just that whole experience really touched my heart in a deep way. And I began a healing journey. And even at that conference, the Father Loves You conference, one of the speakers was also adopted. And he had everyone come forward that had been adopted or abandoned, you know, at birth or at any time. And so I went forward and I just felt like liquid love pouring into my heart during that time. And that made a difference in my life. So now, looking back 20 years ago, I can definitely say my life was changed at that time, just beginning to know God as my Heavenly Father. So after that conference, I was like, I just need to know more about this. I need to know, I want to learn scripture about God as a father. And so I began to study. I began to read some books and study the Bible. And it's like, it's all there. There's so many scriptures about God being a father and so many images about him as a father and even a mother's love. And so it was all there. And the scripture just began to just jump out at me. So then I had also heard about heart healing, inner healing. And so about a year, a couple years later, about a year and a half later, I was going through some training to be an inner healing minister. And when you go through that training, you also receive a lot of healing. You go through personal ministry. And during one of the prayer sessions, I had shared with the ministers that I'd always had that fear of being rejected. I had that underlying fear or thought that I really didn't have a right to exist. And so we had talked about that. And so when they were praying for me, they basically said, just, you know, let Jesus show you something, let the Father show you something in your heart of maybe where the root of this came from. And so the picture that I saw in my heart as I closed my eyes and prayed, the picture that I saw was I saw myself as a tiny baby in the womb. And as a tiny baby, I could hear and sense just a lot of arguing and stress and chaos and yelling. I could hear like angry voices. And I knew that right there in the womb, I had made a decision. I had decided I'm the cause of all of this chaos. And I really shouldn't even exist. And I need to be very, very quiet. And so that was such a revelation, like, okay, this is where those thoughts came from. And then right away, I just saw the face of Jesus, and he was speaking to me, and he was speaking to that tiny baby saying, you have a right to exist because I created you and I love you. And I'm so excited that you're about to be born. And so then I saw a picture of Jesus or the Father or Holy Spirit holding me in the delivery room. And they were just looking at me and were just so excited that I was born. And so that moment in my life truly was life-changing. And I'll tell you why, because all of the root of the lies that I had believed, the things that had really held me back in some ways, that was the root of it. And Jesus came in and he was like, this isn't true. You've believed these things for good reason, but it's not the truth. Let me tell you what the truth is. And so he was speaking truth over my life, and he was speaking his love over my life. And it really was a huge mountaintop experience. Then I dealt with a lot of the lies that I had believed and, you know, just really took some time to think about them and, okay, if this is what I believe, what is God's truth? What is the truth that the Father thinks about me? And so that's a process. It's not an overnight thing. It is a process. But it was the beginning of a real healing journey for me. And so I, you know, I just began to get more and more healing. I learned how to basically talk to God, talk to the Father on a regular basis through journaling. I just write out my heart to God and listen to what he's saying to my heart. And so I've done that now for the last 20 years. And I can tell you how amazingly transformative that is. And so those are the things. This is just a really quick overview of things, but those are the things that have meant so much to me in my life. And I believe that a lot of the things that I've learned, what I've shared today, plus a lot of other things, a lot of those things that I've learned can help other people too. Maybe people were also adopted, but also there's many ways that we have hurts and traumas in our life. So that's what I wanted to share with you today, is that, you know, God's truth is the truth. And so when that comes into our hearts, it brings healing to the things that we've believed that maybe aren't his truth. And he also brings healing to the wounds in our heart. And he brings comfort to the places in our hearts that have not been comforted. So I'm going to be sharing more about this. And also, I don't know if you've heard, but I'm in the process of writing a book. The first draft is finished. It's with my editor, and we're doing some finishing touches on it. But first part of next year, it will definitely be ready. It is called Not Abandoned. And so I'm really excited to be able to share that with you. It will be, you know, I'll be sending out emails. If you're not on the email list, please go to definedbygod.com and you can sign up for the email list because I'll be sharing more about the things that we have coming up. Lastly, I do want to make you aware of a conference that I'm hosting, that Defined by God is hosting, and it will be in March. It's March 22nd and 23rd, I believe, are the dates. I'll be sending out more information, but I just wanted to give you a little a notification so that you can mark your calendar, because it's going to be all about knowing God as Father and walking with him in sonship as sons and daughters. Like, what does that look like? What does that mean? And so I am so excited that Andy and Ganilla Glover with Father Heart Ministries, they're going to be joining me for that conference. They'll be ministering and I'll be speaking as well. And so it's going to be really good. I'm so excited. It will be a conference. It will be in the Georgetown, Texas area, which is near Austin. So it's going to be in the Austin area. More details to follow, but save the date, March 22nd and 23rd. And I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a wonderful weekend for people to really, you know, connect or reconnect with the love of God and really learn what it means to walk with God as sons and daughters. I wanted to share this with you today because I know how transformative the love of God, the Father's love, has been in my life and in my heart and mind. And so I know that God will do the same for you. And the closer that we can be with him, the more of his love that we receive, the more we're transformed into his image and into who he created us to be. So I'm just going to pray for every person listening now. Father, I thank you for every person listening, that you will pour your love into their hearts, that you will establish their identity as your sons and daughters, and just help them to know how to live as your child and what that means. What does that mean to walk as your son or daughter? And Father, I just thank you for bringing comfort to the areas that need comfort in their hearts. Father, I thank you that you are taking each person on their own healing journey. And I just thank you for just saturating them in your love as only you can do, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you everyone for listening today, and I look forward to, starting the podcast up again in 2024. And until then, be sure to be on the email list so that you will get updates. And I just bless you to just really know that God is your Father, and that you're His child, and He loves you.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Defined by God podcast. If you'd like more information, please visit our website at definedbygod.com and be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and email list.